There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
4 o'clock hour. Feels good, by the way, be done with politics for a little while and Thursday night football tonight and some Panthers hockey tonight. Like, I enjoyed last night, 9 o'clock, hunkering down on the couch, watching some Heat basketball. So back into the swing of things. Before we get some headlines here in the 4 o'clock hour, we've all heard it. Men have to be strong. Men have to be tough. When it comes to our health, we need to be smart, especially if we're 45 years old or older. And that's why I invite you to join Alonzo Mourning and other special guests, including Dan Marino and Ed Jovanovski, at the Miami Heat Men's Health Summit to learn how to take a proactive approach to your health from some of the country's most renowned health experts. The Miami Heat Men's Health Summit is Saturday, November 16th, begins at 9:30 a.m. You'll enjoy fun activities, giveaways, raffles for autographed prizes, and more. And I keep telling you, there's no time to waste. Come and get a health screening like Alonzo Mourning did. It saved his life, and it can save yours as well. It's go time. It's Zotime. You can learn more at baptisthealth.net/Zotime. That's baptisthealth.net/Zotime. Zotime. All right. 4 o'clock here. We do have Heat tickets to give away, and we'll do it sometime in the next couple of hours. So you got to keep listening. Let's get a look at the headlines, though, with Alejandro Solana, brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
So we have some Dolphins notes to get to, gentlemen. Of course, the Miami Dolphins will play Monday night at the L.A. Rams. They are one-point dogs on the road.
Crowder, you already bet the over. Or you're betting the over. You bet the over for tonight.
I bet the over. No, I bet the over for the Dolphins, too, but I bet the over for tonight as well. Because I got it at 52.
For tonight?
Hold on, I got to check. Let me check.
No, because the Dolphins are at 50 right now.
Yeah. I'm a little flustered right now. I had to drain my air-conditioned piping.
Well, you should use the flux capacitor or whatever I
– iFlow.
But you – the high-flow thing. Yeah,
yeah, what do I – what do
I endure? I hope you're not selling the flux capacitor.
The over-under tonight is set at 52.5.
You know what the flux capacitor is, by the way?
That's the thing with the little boy, Michael J. Fox.
Yeah, Back to the Future. That's how Doc Brown gets into the future. He created the flux capacitor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I'd be happy to endorse.
I got the Dolphins at 50.
Yeah.
I got it at 52. So tonight's 50. It went up to 52.5, but I got it at
52. Yeah, it's 52.5. I got to text Pizzola and see if I can still put it in at 52.5.
But I think it's going to be a lot of points scored. But yeah, man, years ago, I called a dude, paid him like $180, but I went and watched him because I'm the guy that just follows the service people around my house.
Man, do they
And all
hate
he did
that.
Was take my hose. You don't like that?
They hate that. They hate that. I don't do it, but they hate that. When you just stand over their shoulder watching them work.
Yeah, that's what I do because you're in my house and I just paid you. Now
I
can watch you as well.
You can. I go overboard to show everyone who comes in the house that I trust them. So I actually put $100 bills all over the house. I put them on the couch, the stairs, wherever they might end up. I put $100 bills just to let them know I trust you. Do whatever you got to do.
Channel 6 News. Mark Hockman, radio personality, robbed this afternoon of, yeah, man, you get. I like to let them know I'm on you.
I leave my brokerage account up and open on the computer.
Your Zelle ready, just leave it, have it.
Yeah, yeah.
But $180 I paid this dude. All he did was shove my hose down this pipe, pull it out, all this white stuff shot out, and he left and charged me $180. I said, I can do that.
Now, where I can get that for $180 is a house call? Actually, they'll come right to your house for $180 and do that. Holy mackerel. I'm telling you, when I go to Vegas, I am getting ripped off. Because my air conditioner is always backed up when I get to Vegas.
I'm telling you, man. Listen, next time y'all AC messes up, call me. Give me $150.
Do the iFlow. I'm telling you, that corrects all. It prevents it from ever having to be an issue again.
How much does it cost?
I'll get you one.
For free?
Yeah.
Oh, we got action, Jack.
Yeah. You got it.
I got three ACs, though.
All right, I'll get you one.
I gotta shove this hose everywhere. I'm like, man, come on, man.
You have three air conditioners in your house?
Yeah.
You've got like 8,000 square feet.
Yeah. Bro, got a 7.5.
Where do you live? A damn palace? Like,
all of a sudden, Solana, now that he's bought a house, realizes, you know, it's like you don't really realize square footage until you buy a house and you realize how important every square foot is until you have a house that's 7,500 square feet.
I asked my wife, could we rent out the back room? She's like, we're going to rent out the back room to a stranger. I was like, yeah, we don't use it that often.
Although I will tell you, Solana seemed like he was doing the show the other day from his home. It seemed like he was in a 7,500 foot square foot room with one pillow.
I'll buy you a second pillow, Solana. Hawk, you give me the iFlow. I'll buy Solana a second pillow.
Fair enough. We have ourselves a deal. Three-way trade. Put it up, Shams.
You make a joke, man, but I have one extra room right now. Like, I have a guest room. I'm thinking about renting that bad boy out to anybody.
Oh. Jimmy, you looking for a place to stay?
Let me rephrase. Anybody but Jimmy.
Damn.
Hey, Solana, those guest rooms, very overrated. It just invites people to stay at your house.
Yeah, the more
turn it into a little at-home studio so that you don't have to do the show in the middle of the living room where the sound is bouncing off the ceiling.
As soon as our third child goes to college, we're getting a 1-1.
Well, that's why we ended up in the apartment, because DJ went off to college and we were like, we both sit here and watch TV at night on 4 square inches of couch. We sit right next to each other, and then when we're done watching TV, we walk upstairs like we're conjoined twins and go into the bedroom. I go, what are we doing with all this space?
It's ridiculous. All they do is, like, my niece is coming. She's bringing three of her friends, and they don't even look for accommodations. Hey, uncle, we're coming to the house. And she brings a fleet of these little college girls over, and I'm like, what are y'all doing? I hate it. Love Jay. Jade, I love you. She listens.
What a great uncle.
Yeah, and they eat up all the food, and now they're legal drinking age. They drink up all the liquor, all everything.
Yep, all the food. We need that, DBJ.
Why every time I come to the kitchen, you in the kitchen. Eating up all the food.
Eating up all the food. All right. Let's get back to the headlines. We have a lot of stuff to get to this hour.
From Joe Shad, Zach Sealer is dealing with the orbital bone fracture. He returned to practice today with the Miami Dolphins.
I saw a tweet. I think it was Barry Jackson, that Zach Sealer says he will wear a eye mask for the rest of his career because his wife asked him to, that you know, he came close to losing his vision. And so he will forevermore wear one of those shields.
Hard to breathe through those.
Is that true?
Yeah. I put one on, I think in college.
Fog up?
Yeah, it fogs up, but it's a lot harder to breathe. I don't know. It obviously, it's just less space for air to get in. But I put one on in college because I got poked in the eye. And I think I took it off at halftime. I'm like, man, take this crap off my face.
Like a visor or an actual? Oh, okay. So not some sort of like protective gear underneath the helmet, but just a visor.
No. On the helmet, the visor on the helmet.
Yeah. Solana, you thought he was going to wear a pirate eye patch?
Because Hawk didn't say visor. You said like protective eye gear. It's just a visor, bro.
Didn't say that.
Rec specs. You thought he was going to wear rec specs the rest of his career.
He's wearing pool goggles.
And Javon Holland, according to Joe Shad, went through stretch and worked with a trainer today.
All right.
Could use Javon on Monday, man.
But we talked about it earlier. Matt Stafford's no slouch, and they got some damn weapons. And Sean McVay's going to put some crap together now. I was concerned with Buffalo game. I'm concerned with the game on Monday.
All right, guys, the Florida Panthers are back in action tonight. It'll be a 7 p.m. puck drop from the Amerant Bank Arena. They host the Nashville Predators.
All right. Doug Plagans will be on the call. This radio station, I believe it begins at 7 p.m., the broadcast.
Tonight, of course, Ravens-Bengals, 8:15, your Thursday night football action. There were a couple NFL notes that I wanted to get to. You guys saw, we didn't really talk about Saquon's reverse hurdle the other day, on Sunday, which was one of the cooler plays I've ever seen in the NFL.
We're getting to this now on Thursday?
No, we're not. There's a point to bringing it up, Hawk.
Oh, okay. All right.
What happened?
The slow report.
He revealed that he got drug tested after his reverse hurdle on Sunday.
I can see that.
I mean, isn't that coincidental?
I don't think they are. And this is a conspiracy theory out of me, because I got drug tested a lot because I was sweet.
But in other words, where would that order come from? Someone calls the drug tester and says, you know what? Put Saquon on the list because he had a reverse hurdle.
I just know humans run the world.
Well, I'm just curious how that transpires. Like, is there a drug tester on site for every game? And no. Do they have leeway to add or subtract someone after the game? Like, I just don't know how the parameters are.
No, there's random. So you'll play on Sunday, and then you'll come in Monday morning, and there'll just be a little pink slip on your chair that says you'll have
they don't drug test after the game.
It's a random thing on Monday, so you'll get tested on Monday. And you just walk in the locker room, and there's a pink slip on your chair. But early on in my career, and I was joking about being sweet, but early on in my career, I got drug tested like 8 times the first season. Yeah. And I'm like, y'all want to drug test me? I don't even have muscles. Like, I'm probably the worst bodied guy on the team, but I don't think
they probably
random.
Looked in the window of your car.
I think it was the wrong test because they were doing steroids, and I was like, hey, Jack, it's the wrong P test y'all are giving me. If y'all wanted to get me for Sunday night,
dial a little bit to the left.
HGH isn't the one you should be looking for.
Yeah, because they normally are looking for PEDs from the guys who actually produce on the field. So I get what you mean. That was bizarre.
I'll punch you in your little fragile face.
My guy,
you right back onto that UCF wait list.
He's still on it. He's trying to get into grad school.
That's why he didn't buy a house till 2024. He was still holding out hope. Valentina, I think I might get on campus housing.
Trevor Lawrence isn't going to play Sunday for the Jags. He might actually, like, they're contemplating perhaps season-ending surgery.
What did that do to that line? They're hosting Minnesota. You want to guess what the line is? Jacksonville hosting Minnesota. It'll be Mac Jones at quarterback.
Oh, Vikes, 5-point favorites?
I guess, Solana.
7.5-point favorites?
Seven.
Hmm. Ooh, a terrible team without their starting quarterback playing one of the best teams in the league. I might lay them.
Well, I don't know if Minnesota's one of the best teams in the league anymore. They've stumbled.
Yeah.
They had some bad, two bad losses. But the Vikings are terrible. I mean, the Jags are terrible.
Are you going to bet anything tonight besides the over? Ravens are 6-point favorites over the Bengals.
I'm thinking about Ravens laying the 6.
Yeah.
Because Ravens are rolling right now. Since he had a couple good games, they're going to score points, but I just think the Ravens will.
What's Derrick Henry anytime touchdown?
Okay, now we're talking. I thought you were going to ask me what the quarterback rushing overs were. I was going to be able to
minus 2,000.
Minus 275. Derrick Henry anytime touchdown.
Derrick's put one in the end zone.
Right. Well, that's what I was going to say. I mean, Pizzola kind of opened up a whole new light of betting yesterday.
It's gutsy, you know? Like, he gambles a large bankroll and is very good at it. How much would it kill you to lay 275 to win 100 and Derrick Henry doesn't score a touchdown?
Hmm. I can't do it.
Like, I'm not good with these big favorite lines. That's tough for me.
But first touchdown, Derrick Henry plus 350 isn't the worst bet in the world to take a flyer on.
Not the worst bet in the world, but, man, I mean, I don't know.
Derrick Henry over 91.5 yards rushing.
How about Lamar Jackson over 45.5 yards rushing? Ooh. Or Joe Burrow over 9.5 yards rushing?
I like the single-digit ones because it's just
one scramble. You can cover it in one scramble. By the way, watch Lamar Jackson go for 90 yards on the first play of the game and cover it in one scramble. While I'm waiting for Joe Burrow to gain 10 yards, 2 yards at a time.
I yell take off to a 40 times in the Buffalo game.
Oh, my God, you should hear me. Every game, because I'm always betting quarterback overs. I mean, I give the quarterback 1/8 of a second before I yell, take off!
Take off!
Start running!
I was mad when he threw the ball to Waddle. Oh, you could have ran that one in. Goodness gracious.
And, of course, we discussed this earlier. Chuba Hubbard landed a 4-year, $33.2 million extension with a strong start to the season with the Carolina Panthers. They're running it back, man. Chuba and Bryce Young going to get the start versus the Giants. That's a Germany game, so it'll be 9:30 a.m.
That's the punishment game, as Pizzola said, but I will be betting that because I like the 9:30. Yeah. See what the line is. You want to guess?
Oh,
Giants and Carolina in Germany.
Giants 2.5.
I have it up here, Hawk. Oh. So
Giants 6.5. But I'm betting the Giants. I just think Bryce Young is terrible. Last week aside, I think he's terrible.
And they're already a bad team overseas, but the Giants are.
And I think he's probably a nervous international traveler.
He's dehydrated, throwing up in the bathroom.
Yeah, just like, they can't acclimate to the food and just.
There's no way Bryce Young has TSA pre-check, right? Like, there's just no way.
No, everything's overwhelming to him.
Well, give it to him. He has to travel with his parents. he needs a sponsor to get him TSA pre-check.
The pilot gives him the little wings on the way out of the plane. Good luck, buddy.
Coming up here, big man. You want to sit in the pilot chair?
Guys, one of the most polarizing athletes.
Is your first time flying alone?
Come on, big fella. Hey, do y'all thank the pilot when he pops his head out when you're leaving?
Always.
You say thank you to him?
Always.
Thank you or like good job?
You say something?
I always say something to the flight attendants. Make eye contact and let them know I appreciated everything they've done. Do I say something to the pilot? Probably. It's like meeting a celebrity. If the pilot opens the door at the end, it's like a celebrity run-in because it's like you're like, wow, that's you ever do it on a cruise ship? You see the captain just walking around in the dining room, you're like, my God, Captain is here. Like everybody's everybody's elbowing each other. Oh, Captain is here. Captain's here. Like it's like a big celebrity moment.
Driving this damn boat. But no, I always do. Every time I flight attendants, I always say, I appreciate what you do. I appreciate what you do to the flight attendants. But one of these flights I was on recently, the pilot was standing there and he doesn't usually come out and he's standing there and the lady in front of me is like, thank you so much. And I walked up and I was like, what's up, big dog? Right. And just walked off and I was like, do I thank him? That's like he's at work.
Right. I think you thank them for their service.
To do their job?
Yeah, thank you for your service.
To fly to Houston?
That's correct.
I think I'm going to do the what's up, big dog from now on.
How many pictures do you have with the captains on all the cruises you've been on, Solana?
Oh, man. I'm a sucker for the captain's dinner. I mean,
I am too. I think my favorite picture from me and Lori from our honeymoon is me, Lori, and the captain.
What do you just go eat with him?
Yeah, but you don't eat with him.
Well, they do a captain's dinner where he's at a table eating during the meal that you're at. You can't get an invite to this table. I mean, listen, you really got to know people. But you're in the room, and mm-hmm. So you try to walk past a couple times, see if he'll make eye contact with you, and then, you know, you give him... Or something. I don't know if that's, like blow the truck horn. Because I think they can do that up there or whatever. And then the next time you hear the ship's horn, you're like, oh, that was for me.
Y'all are crazy.
That's like royalty, man. It really is.
It is.
It is.
It is.
You do it to a bus driver?
No, because they don't have a bus driver dinner on the route.
No, but I believe anybody who's in control of your life at any moment,
right,
deserves a thank you. For example, amusement park, the person pressing the button that sends the ride off. When you get back to the ride where it begins, say thank you. Really appreciate that.
I like to take a picture with them too, but that's more for legal purposes because these carnies are wanted. I can go immediately to the FBI website and try to match up pictures, get a reward.
So the 19-year-old that just smoked the
economy.
Joint, just smoked a joint with braces on. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You speak to him?
Always. Oh, yes. Yeah, always.
Or if you go on like the one that goes, I forget what it's called, it goes forward real fast, then backwards real fast, but it's the one they blast music while you're... Oh, Music City Express. That's what it's called up in the Jersey Shore. I like to say, hey, nice music choice.
Good set.
It doesn't matter what it might be, Black Crowes. Trust me, it's always something that you imagine the guy would be listening to because it's the guy who's got no regrets on his chest from... no regrets from... what's that movie? We're the Millers, I think.
We're the Millers, yeah.
Like, they all look like that guy, and everything they play is, you know, it belongs in like a Camaro, like a T-top Camaro.
You let them know. Like, good set, man. Great set tonight.
Yeah, because they just played a set for you.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, good set, man. The way you went from Zeppelin into Billy Joel. That was nice.
Yeah.
4596, the old white dudes making fun of me again. You know they're calling it on you.
Nah, I let them know. Because I'm the audience. Like, they're not playing Zeppelin for my kid.
I talk to the flight attendants. I talk to the servers. But the drivers, I think that's just kind of, that's your thing. Do your thing.
Hmm.
I would imagine the pilot walks out of his cabin to be thanked.
That's a moment. Mm-hmm. That's a moment. Like, I would imagine he probably stays in the cockpit, keeps the door closed if he feels it was a bumpy flight.
Right, right.
You know, like, I didn't do my best, and let me sit through the exit here, and let me get my thoughts. He puts that bird up in the air, has a smooth flight, no air pockets, no turbulence, puts that bird back down on the ground. I'm going to take a little curtain call.
He shows up for the post-game presser.
Right.
Because he's had
a good performance. He's on Broadway. He's coming out there for the encore.
Yeah.
So say thank you to the – I'm going to start saying thank you to him.
Yeah.
Sometimes if I'm getting off the plane and they haven't come out of the cockpit, I'll knock on the cockpit door. Yeah. Everything okay in here? Great flight. Don't worry about that. 4 minutes of turbulence. You put the sign on real quick. We were all in our seats, and you got through it perfectly. Good job, Sully.
You beat on the cockpit door, huh?
Yeah.
Your ass is getting tased. You about to get tased.
Your weather.
When they put the cart out. The flight attendant puts the cart in front of the door because the pilot wants to come out and go to the bathroom. That's when I immediately line up right at that cart. I get right to where they don't want. Like, I'm here. I'm behind it, but here. What am I gonna do? I put on my Mike Singletary eyes, and you know, I keep them off guard a little bit.
So they're on their P's and Q's.
Yeah, listen, you can get lazy.
You want to give old Sylvia a hard time.
Nah, but sometimes flight attendants, what drives me nuts is if you sit in the aisle, every now and then, like, you kind of just, you're leaning on the handrest, and maybe, you know, your elbow or your shoulder might be a little bit in the aisle, but nobody's mm-hmm. walking by, everybody's sitting down. Here comes a flight attendant, and she wants to give you the old hip thrust to kind of let you know this is her space.
Right.
Hey.
Oh yeah.
You could have walked around my shoulder. You didn't need to make contact with me. You could have just asked me to please give you some extra space. I don't like that. That's a bad move.
They gonna put their hip on that shoulder.
You say something under your breath.
Sometimes, yeah.
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 Excuse you.
Let her know.
Wash the shoulder.
Did that
Excuse
today.
Excuse me, sir. Nothing.
Did that today. Honest to God. Open up the door at the gym. Two older ladies. They're having a conversation. Probably didn't even realize. I waited there, held the door open for them. Neither of them said thank you. And I whispered under my breath, "You're welcome."
Good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Taught them a lesson.
Sure, they're still thinking about that.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. They didn't speak English, though, which they probably
right, sure.
didn't
hear. So you said that in Spanish, actually, under your breath.
Yeah, they know.
So they knew.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Pre-consultation.
I also like to say, sometimes when you get onto the plane, they keep the cockpit door open. And the pilots, they're going through their pre-flight checklist and whatever. And a lot of times I like to, you know, look in and I go, "Hey, fellas or ladies, 2024, hey, anything goes wrong, I got it."
Oh, they're gonna tase you. Leave
the
people
alone.
But
you know that I watch air disasters, so.
I know, leave them
alone. I got it. And that makes them feel comfortable. They actually have an easier flight, probably, in my opinion.
No, they don't. They call up Sylvia and say, "Watch the guy in 3F. He's crazy."
Because if things go south, he's got us.
You're going to end up on the no-fly list.
He should end up on the no-fly list, Jimmy. I like to leave him alone. Let him lock in. It's like a pitcher. You don't talk to a pitcher when he's up. You leave him alone.
Yeah, that's what I like to do too. Almost like a no hitter. I'll call the flight attendant over if the flight's going perfectly, and I call the flight attendant over. And I go, hey, can you pass a message to the pilot for me? Tell him this flight has been perfect.
Throw him off a little bit.
No, I just want him. I want him to keep doing what he's doing. So I go, hey, can you call in a message to the cockpit, please? This has been a perfect flight, and we can't see anything going wrong from here.
I'll fly with you.
It would be a phenomenal feature. You know, you could just like ping a flight attendant. Some sort of mechanism to talk you and the pilot. You have a question? If I have a question for a bus driver, I should be able to ask the bus driver, what's the difference between a pilot?
Sure. Ryan at Funky Buddha says one of his employees was a flight attendant, and she says they absolutely purposely hit people with the cart in the aisle.
Yeah. Telling you.
Yeah, it's a flex.
I can see that. Yeah, why are you flexing on me?
Well, you've got your space. I've got my space. If you're, you know, infringing on my space, and I've got this big old blocking dummy that I'm pushing down the thing, you're going to pay for it.
Like the situation at hand, you see that these two big people are next to me, and we can't all fit in this little 6-foot space.
I got to worry about the cart. You worry about yourself.
Little linebackers in the middle. I'm like, hey, why don't you get an aisle or a window linebacker?
Your weather.
And the person in the middle thinks they get both armrests.
Oh, I hate that.
Get armrests.
I like to bring a big carry-on bag, and then I tell them, by the way, I'm keeping this on my lap the entire flight. All right, come on. I got to take it.
Let this lady keep elbowing me. Then she wants to look at my closed captions.
I wonder if they would warn someone that, like, if I really told a flight attendant, can you pass this message to the pilot? This has been a great flight. You think that would cause alarm, right?
Past that. In past tense?
Yeah. Yeah. No. Or this seems like it's been a great flight. Yeah.
That's no.
Yeah.
You're going to get tased.
Red alert.
You better make sure your heart is right before you start these shenanigans, because they're going to tase your ass.
Your accidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7, 866-954. More. It is partly cloudy right now. Tonight, the lows will be in the mid 70s. Gentlemen, that is your weather.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Azúcar!
Hawk and Crowder.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let me give you 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored. And Game Day Uncensored will begin Monday at what, 4 p.m.? Solana, it's Veterans Day, but the Dolphins play on Monday Night Football. So you guys, I'm guessing, are on at 4 p.m. Monday. You, Tobin, Adam Beasley, Omar Kelly?
That's the plan, Hawk. 4 hours before right. kickoff.
Well, 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored is brought to you by the Lexus RX, the luxury SUV for those who never want to lose their edge. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. I did tweet you guys earlier, just for people who are kind of planning it out. Monday Night Football is a doubleheader next Monday. And the Dolphins are on ESPN. The other game is on ABC. I don't even know what the other game is. But the other game is the main game. It's on ABC. And the local ABC affiliate, Local 10, is not airing the Dolphins game. But you can watch the Dolphins game on CBS4. They bid on the rights to air the Dolphins game. The local ABC affiliate is taking the other game. ESPN will have the Dolphins game, and CBS4 will have the Dolphins game.
I don't think it's a doubleheader, by the way. I just think the Dolphins...
Why wouldn't Local 10 air it?
I don't know, but I do not believe it's a doubleheader.
Oh, so maybe... Okay, so maybe they don't have to simulcast. Oh, that's probably what it is. The ABC network nationally doesn't have to simulcast right. every ESPN Monday Night Football game. And this is one that they've chosen not to simulcast.
That's
because
terrible.
Nationally, there's not a lot of appetite. So then that opens it up for a local broadcast partner to bid on it. And I guess CBS4 outbid Local 10. So you watch it on CBS4. So no doubleheader, but your options to watch Dolphins Monday Night Football next Monday night are CBS4 or ESPN. And CBS4 will carry the ESPN feed. It's not like separate announcers and a separate
broadcast. I was just about to ask. It's going to be different people. So just the same thing.
Same thing. Just instead of seeing the simulcast on the ABC affiliate, you'll see it on the CBS affiliate.
It's the same offense, same team, same what's it called? The coaching tree. McVay and McDaniel both come from the Shanahan tree. All the same people, Kyle Shanahan and all them. So it's going to be interesting, the chess match of it.
Well, I'm interested in the game. There was a question on that Dolphins Q&A that the Sun Sentinel does. Someone wrote in, I think the Bills game was a sign of life despite the L. They did much better than anyone was expecting and had a chance to win. Tyler Bass just happened to hit that bomb. And Chris Perkins wrote, the Dolphins offense had a promising showing at Buffalo. McDaniel had his best game as a play caller. He was balanced with 31 runs, 28 passes, produced a 100-yard rushing game, had 5 passes to tight end Jonnu Smith, 3 passes to Odell Beckham Jr. The major takeaway is you can't have Raheem Mostert fumble. That was a killer. So, yes, Chris Perkins says, the Bills game was a huge sign of life, but it's also a reminder this offense and this team have to be almost perfect mm-hmm. when they play good teams such as Buffalo and probably the Rams coming up on Monday night. And it's a great point by Perk because they did have a great game. That Mostert fumble, I mean, you could point at a couple of things, Tyler Bass kicking the 61-yarder, but that fumble killed them. If they play a perfect game, they can probably compete with anyone. The difficulty, obviously, is in playing a perfect game constantly, especially on the road.
A perfect game, and I would say the red zone. Because when they get in the red zone, they have to score. That's the difference between, I would say, last year and this year. When we used to score in the red zone.
They were putting up 7 in the red zone.
Now it's 3-3-3. Like, you can't play with threes, especially with the good teams. Just think about that. They score one more touchdown in that Bills game in the first half. That's not a game. Like, it's tied at the end. They're up by 7 at the end. You know, obviously math. But, yeah, the red zone offense is struggling right now.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Ask your mom what her favorite Kodak Black song is.
Hawk and Crowder. America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile,
the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.